T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
South Carolina, back in the transfer portal, have added a pair of players to the list, the growing list of incoming transfer portal players that they already have. Central Michigan safety Devonnie Reed posted on his Twitter account he'll play his final season of eligibility at USC after spending 5 years at his former school. He redshirted his 2017 freshman season. He is using his sixth year after the COVID year to play at SC. He tweeted out "Let's rock" on social media alongside a graphic of him in a Gamecocks uniform with the word "committed" at the bottom. Later in the afternoon, James Madison wide receiver Antoine Wells, also posted that he was joining the Gamecocks via social media. It is the second and third transfer commitments in the past 3 days for the Gamecocks. North Carolina State defensive end Terrell Dawkins announced on Saturday he would join the Gamecocks as well. Started multiple games for the Wolfpack after an injury hampered 3 years and has 3 seasons of eligibility remaining. That is now 5 transfers for the 2022 class after signing Oklahoma players Spencer Rattler and Austin Stogner to the roster back in December. Reed entered the transfer portal on January 3rd. He chose USC over other offers that included Wisconsin, Mississippi State, Texas, Mizzou, and Louisville. Guy has started all 43 games across 4 seasons for the Chippewas, but didn't miss a couple of games last year due to COVID-19 concerns. 281 tackles, 7.5 for a loss, 1 sack, 3 picks, 11 passes defended, and a pair of fumble recoveries. This season, named second team All-MAC Conference after totaling 72 tackles, including 3.5 for a loss and a sack, 6 defended passes, 2 picks, 1 for a pick 6. And returned a fumble for a touchdown in his first college game against Kentucky. Also had 14 tackles and 11 solo, both career highs. Went on to record a career-best 96 tackles his freshman year. Reed is a 6'5", 195-pounder, a 3-star prospect coming out of Bellevue High. Could fit nicely in the void left by USC leading tackler and first-team All-SEC safety Jalen Foster after the former Burn star played his final season of eligibility. Ardre Roderick, the other veteran starting safety, announced that he would return for his final season. Wells, a 6'1", 208-pounder, entered the portal earlier this month and was quick to pick up offers from Auburn, Miami, North Carolina, Mississippi State, Vatech, and Louisville. Had a scheduled visit to UNC, but said on Twitter that he was canceling that trip and told Tar Heels 24/7 that he had planned to visit Auburn and Miami as well prior to announcing his commitment to South Carolina. I love this for the Gamecocks, Alonzo. I love this because they are not just getting decent players out of the portal, right? And again, we'll see what these guys do at an SEC level. It's one thing to be first or second team All-Mountain American Conference. Can that translate to success in the SEC? We'll find out. But what I love about this is these are guys going in the portal, and they're getting offers from Auburn, from Mississippi State, from North Carolina, I mean, from schools. Maybe not the Alabamas and Georgias of the world, but these are guys that have a year or two left of eligibility. They're getting offers from big schools like Auburn and Miami. And Shane Beamer's talking them into little old South Carolina, talking them to come play in the SEC East for a team that has been working on finding its way. This, to me, I'm not saying that these guys are going to come in and be what elevates South Carolina to, you know, from middle to upper middle tier in the Southeastern Conference. But what I am saying is if Beamer can tell these guys, we want you here, and they drop visits to Auburn and Miami and North Carolina and commit straight away to South Carolina, it shows me that these guys are hearing what Beamer says, liking what Beamer says, and believing what Beamer says. These are not nobodies. These are not guys who are getting offers to you know, Washington State. These guys are getting offers from top-tier schools, and turning them down to come to Columbia shows me that whatever Shane is doing in the recruiting prospects, in the transfer portal, if he can do that same thing to the four stars coming out of high school and get them to start considering South Carolina alongside Auburn and Miami, that's a big, big step forward for South Carolina. I believe it.
It's pretty exciting. And I do. I was thinking the same thing when you were talking about, when, yeah, he did that in the MAC. Can he do it in the SEC? But then you talked about the tackles that he had against Kentucky. Now, you may say Kentucky is not, but Kentucky is getting better and better, and they are an SEC team with SEC size. So he knows that he can handle that level when he comes into play. And the other players, I am curious about something, though. As the transfer portal continues to grow, will there be, and is there already a designated portal coach, a coach that all they do is watch the portal to see for available players?
Oh, I guarantee you every head coach has designated somebody in the office. That's what they do, right? Like, there are things you and I do. Like, we have designated things that we do when we show up in the morning, right? You do this, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. That's how we handle this. I guarantee you every head coach has somebody in the building whose job is to check the portal when they get to work in the morning, around lunchtime, right before they sign off, and scan it real quick before you go to bed, just to see what names and stats pop up.
And how quick of a decision do you have to make, and how quick do you have to jump on that when you see someone jump in the portal? How long do they stay there? I mean, before they're actually contacted by any number of coaches.
I mean, it's recruiting, right? Like, I think a lot of people think is these guys go in the portal and then they just pick a school. I'm going to go in the portal. I think I'm going to go to Miami.
Are you allowed to have contact with
Yes.
a portal player right away when they
Yep.
go into the
Once
portal?
Once they're in the portal, you can talk to them. Unless you're in a recruiting dead period. I believe the rules are almost identical, if not identical, to the recruiting rules. There are dead periods and whatnot. But you recruit players out of the portal just like you recruit kids out of high school. So, yeah, I mean, if this guy goes in the portal and we're in an active recruiting period, you can place that phone call immediately. And recruiting out of the portal, you know, again, we've heard people like Dabo who have not been, not that Dabo's against it. He's worked the portal. They picked up an offensive tackle we told you about last week through the portal, right? But he's very much said, oh, we're going to use it strategically. We're going to use it to fill needs, not just grab guys because they're in there. And I understand that, and I'm good with that. But it's about filling needs. And the difference right now between South Carolina and Clemson is obviously South Carolina has a lot more needs. They don't have the depth that the Tigers do right now. So it makes sense that Shane Beamer is going to work the portal as hard as he can. And he is. Three transfers in 3 days, and all three of them were big contributors on the teams they are coming over from. That's what needs to happen. But it's not just about kids in the portal, we need that spot, get them. It's about saying the things that make a pick. These guys have scholarship offers to big-time schools, just like kids coming out of high school, right? We mentioned a few there. Auburn, Mississippi State, Miami. And again, these aren't Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, and Georgia. But they're one, maybe two rungs down the ladder. They're all in that same level of competition that South Carolina is either in or trying to get to. And South Carolina's pulling them out left and right. Pulling them out left and right. That's fantastic. That's what it shows me. And again, we need more time to make sure that it plays out the way we think it will. But what it shows me here is that Shane Beamer is making the connection with these kids. And I've told you, if you want to succeed in recruiting moving forward, whether it's kids coming out of high school or kids in the transfer portal, I think from this point forward, there are two things you have to do. Number one, you have to show them that the school can provide for them resources to make their lives better. It used to be that they were looked at as resources for the school. It now has to be the school is a resource for you. And number two is you've got to build relationships with these kids that is more than just I'm the coach, you're the player. It's more than just I'm going to teach you the X's and O's and you're going to go out there and do it. These kids have to like you. They view themselves as the resource. Why am I going to give my resource to you? It's a national game now. And you have to play it this way. I'm very, very impressed with Shane Beamer and in the transfer portal right now. And I'm impressed with Beamer in the transfer portal because the guys that he's getting, aren't just nobodies, right? Like he's getting guys that contributed and guys that fill gaps, fill needs, whether it's a need they already had or players having left due to running out of eligibility or hitting the draft or whatever. And he's getting good guys. Whatever he's saying is working. And I told you that I think it's about building relationships, right? It's about building relationships. This clip is from Nick Saban. We're in the post-game press conference. This is after the national championship game on Monday. And Nick Saban is sitting with two of his players, Will Anderson and Bryce Young, the quarterback and the guy who basically runs the show on defense. They have done their answers. They have done their time. They are about to leave for Saban to get his time with the press. And when they are dismissed, Nick Saban does this.
Bryce and Will, thanks for your time. We'll let you head back to your locker room.
I'd like to say something. Can I say something?
Absolutely.
You know, these two guys that are sitting up here, they're not defined by one game. These guys played great for us all year. They're great competitors. They were great leaders on this team. And they contributed tremendously to the success of this team. And we would not be here without them. All right? And both of them take responsibility for the loss. But both of them contributed in a lot of ways, in a positive way, to giving us a chance to win and a chance to be here to have an opportunity to win. So I just want to thank them for that and let everybody know how proud I am of these two guys.
So that's how you do it, right? Tell me right now that that's not the kind of leader you're looking for, right? Like, tell me right now why that's not a guy you would want to play for. If you're there and you're a second string guy, but he's got that much appreciation for his players, you stay, right? How many coaches did we hear this year that got in trouble for almost blaming their team for losses? It's happened many times. Texas Tech, Kyle Keller is their basketball coach, if I recall correctly. And I remember at one point, a couple of years back, Stephen F. Austin was playing Texas Tech. And after the game was over and they lost, he said, quote, "The millennials today, they don't even watch college basketball. A lot of our guys didn't even know who these cats were because they don't watch the game. They're on their phone and doing that kind of stuff. I hate to say it, but as much as you or I or anybody in here watches the games, they don't, or the NBA, they might watch the slam dunk contest in February on TNT, whatever, but that's about the extent of it." Now, which one of those two guys you want to play for? If you're a parent, which one of those two guys do you want your kids to play for? This is what I mean. I've always heard the expression, your coach is your coach is not your friend, right? I got news for you. Moving forward, coach has kind of got to be a friend too. Coach has got to build you up. Coach has got to put you on the podium. Coach has got to make you forefront. And from what I can tell, Beamer's doing a great job of that. Saban still does a good job of it. Go watch some of the, Saban did a segment with Eli Manning a few months ago where he basically showed Eli what he does for the players. And everybody went, why does Saban do this segment, right? It seems out of character for Nick Saban to do this segment. Why would he do it? The answer is very simple. Because he wants prospective players, prospective recruits, to see that, to see what he did for Will Anderson and Bryce Young there, and to go, damn, Nick Saban's got my back. Nick Saban's got my back. And for it to feel genuine, because it is. That's how you do it, folks. That's what coaches are now. You can get all the romanticism about the tough, gritty coach that puts his players through two-a-day with no waters because he's toughing them up. That's all well and good. But the only thing that matters is, do the players want to play for that guy? And do you want to play for that guy, or do you want to play for Nick Saban, who just did what he did yesterday? I know that's an easy choice for me.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know, Saban has a, I don't know, people, I think, just believe he's arrogant and mean and all these things. But a lot of the guys where you see what they do behind the scenes is because they want you to see it. They want you to say, see, this is who I am. You don't see that with him, which makes it seem a lot more genuine.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I've worked with Nick Saban directly before when I was down in Florida. I've said this many times. If you can't do anything to make Nick Saban's life better, he's got no time for you, right? If you can't do anything to help him succeed, he's got no time for you. It's happened both ways for me. I've told you the story. Met him once in an elevator, had no words for me even after I said hi. A day later, I was doing my show live from the SEC spring meetings. He walked right up. Hey, man, Nick Saban, nicest guy. Why? Because I had a radio show that was going to help him reach the parents and the prospective recruits of the Florida Panhandle, which at the time was a fertile recruiting ground. But for the players, bends over backwards.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.